Hey there, and welcome to day one of this series. I don't have a name for the series, it's just where you have a bunch of baby chicks. I thought I'd show you guys how we raise them ourselves, how we raise them, and what we do. If you don't know who I am, my name is Matt Vanider. I am the founder of Pampered Chicken Mama, which is a blog, pamperedchickenmama.com. And we also have a line of like herbs for backyard chickens, chick starter, layer feed, scratch, the whole thing. So we just literally had a bunch of baby chicks born overnight. So I thought it would be a really cool video series to do would be to show you guys how we raise them and how we everything that we do from the day that they're born until the day that they start to lay eggs. So I'll be here for probably the next 16 weeks showing you how we do this. So right now what we need to do is we actually need to take them from this incubator, this is a Brinsea incubator, and actually put them into the brooder, which I have right here. What we use for brooders is actually really, really simple. We just use Tupperware bins with shavings in it, and then we put, you know, obviously the food and water in there. We don't do really, really fancy stuff. One question I get commonly is actually how do you know when to take them out of the brooder, right? There's a lot of advice in there online, and it's all really good advice, but it's all kind of really confusing also. And one thing that confuses me personally, and it's always like a tricky thing, is there's still eggs in there that are waiting to hatch, but we got chicks in there. So what do? And chicks have like 72 hours after they're born before they need food and water. Personally, I like to get them out of there sooner. And the reason why is because they can, like you can see this fan right here, this, the fan at the top, that black thing, they can actually get caught in that. And, it's really humid in there, that can cause interference with their breathing. So I just like to get them out of there as soon as possible, within reason. So you don't want to take them out until they're fluffy and they're dried off. And this is where it gets a little tricky too, because we have a chicken there that was literally just born minutes ago, but we also have chicks that were born 24 hours ago in there. The other reason you want to get them out of there kind of quick if possible is because you can hear them rolling around in there. You can hear them cheeping in there. What they're actually doing also is they're actually rolling all the other eggs around. It has the possibility to interfere with the other chicks who are trying to hatch. It can actually make it harder for them to hatch. So that's another reason to try and get them out of there as soon as possible. You want to wait until they're dry and fluffy. Like I said, we just had one that was just born. We don't want to take that one out yet. We want to wait until they're dry, because when chicks are born, they can't really regulate their temperature. So if they're dry, it's just a lot easier for them. Now I'm going to try and do this quickly. I'm trying to do the best that I can. I can't just open up the top because there's other eggs in there and we need to keep the humidity levels at the correct level. So I just kind of just slip my hand in, pull the chick out, put it in the brooder. You don't have to put gloves on. The reason I put gloves on is so I don't, I'm the least likely to introduce bacteria in there. You don't have to do this, so I just do it. You're too new. You come out. You're not too new. Number one. I think you're still a little too new also. You come out. Oh! We got one with little feathers on his legs. There you go, buddy. Who else isn't too new? You're good. You come out. You're an Easter egg. Wait. Well, we'll sort that out later. You're not too new. You're good. Oh my god, we have one in here. We have literally one that was just born minutes ago. It's all wet still. I'm not sure what you are, buddy. There we go. gonna roll one around. I don't know how many that was. There are people who will say, never ever do this because you're going to screw with the humidity in here. But it's really it's a matter of, like, risk assessment, right? And when I talk to my readers about raising chickens and all that kind of thing, I really talk about risk assessment a lot. So there's not a lot of space in there. We just pulled out, 8 chicks. And there's probably still 4 more left in there. That's 12 little chicks in a very small space, right? That's a lot of room for trampling. It's a lot of room for them getting caught in this heating element up here. So, you got 12 chicks out. You need to be concerned about their safety and their health before we're concerned about the chicks that haven't necessarily hatched yet. And in this specific situation, it made more sense to remove the ones that are ready to come out. They're dry, they're, you know, pecking, looking for food, than it does to worry about the health of a bunch of chicks that haven't hatched yet, and honestly might not hatch. So in my experience, having done this again and again and again, it's really okay to do this because it doesn't necessarily affect the rest of the eggs that much, right? So it's just a matter of figuring out what the right thing to do at that moment is. And in this moment, the right thing to do was to remove the chicks that are dry, that need food, that need water, and that need a different source of warmth than the heater in here. Let these chicks relax, let them dry, let it be a little more quiet, where they're not getting trampled by the chicks that are now ready to live life. And now they're out. You can see there they are. We'll get them a heat source. It is pretty warm in here though. They have their waterer there, and they have their feeder there. We'll go in tomorrow about why I use that specific feeder at this point. And then that is our unblended chick starter that we have in our store and that we produce ourselves.